Your Rock Station 99.7 The Blitz. There you have it. Chevelle and their latest jars from Sci-Fi Crimes. Coming up stained right here on The Blitz.
You know what, Ronnie? I got to talk to you about a couple of things this afternoon. Viper's here in the studio when we walk in.
Yeah.
And I look at him. Viper and I are about the same size. He might be a little bit thicker, but I'm a little taller. And I looked, and he's wearing a kick-ass vest. And I just went, dude, that is a styling vest. That is some sexicity going on there, right? And immediately, Viper gives the best massages. What is the hostile workplace policy here?
I don't think there is one. It's radio. It would never happen. And if it would, I would be on the wrong side of that. I'm certain.
I'm thinking about filling out that paperwork if I get the job.
But he does. He gives the best massages ever.
I look forward to those
knots in my shoulders and just works them out.
All right. Well, Viper, if you're listening, I'm going to need one of those if I get the gig. Coming up this
situation.
Yeah, your situation is out of control, Ronnie.
I can't.
We'll discuss that later on this afternoon. We're going to talk to some of the guys from Saliva. Not sure who's going to give us a call. I know it's not going to be Josie.
Yeah, that's
probably
too bad.
Johnny.
I love him.
Maybe Paul. Who knows? Those guys are going to check in. Also going to try
and
run.
The guy that molested the kid, though, right?
Oh, Chris DiBaldo?
Yeah, he's out.
No, he's gone. Sex offender.
Yeah, right.
No longer in the band.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We also have Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud trying to chase down Wes. Wait a minute. She just had a moment, didn't she?
She did.
I wish we got to get a webcam in here. Ronnie just did the...
Listen. Listen, listeners know that I have had a thing for Wes Scantlin forever.
Who haven't you had a thing for?
He's hot in a trailer park kind of way. I don't know what it is, but he's got some great teeth.
So now we know what kind of guys Ronnie likes. The trailer park kind of way guy. Explains everything. And our good friend Bo Biafra, who sent us a care package from the Dead Schembechlers, we're going to talk to him this afternoon as well. So we've got that going on. We'll also give you a mouth hug with Ronnie Hunter. And I'm thinking we got some other funny stuff planned for you. So you might not want to go anywhere. It's your Rock Station, 99.7 The Blitz.
Sitting in traffic.
Your Rock Station, 99.7 The Blitz. The little things, Paul. It's
Paul. Why you gotta kick a brother like that?
Hey, it's Ronnie. Good Friday afternoon to you. Joining the studio, Paul Marshall and my good friend Thick Rick of many years, both of them actually. So,
speaking of little things, Lawrence Taylor, did you see this story?
Oh, what is up with this guy? I loved him on Dancing with the Stars, and now he's effing everything all up.
I thought Lawrence Taylor was pretty effeminate watching Dancing with the Stars. Then I realized it's because he's an athlete. Like all the athletes that have been on that show. Have like a grace, a grace about them because they're...
But you don't watch.
Because of their balance and ability. And well, too, I mean, you look at Ocho, too, now. I mean, he's like...
You just call him Ocho now?
Yeah.
You and him tight?
Yeah, we're like this, man. But you look at him, too, and you know, when he dances, he's got like that straight back when they're doing like the ballroom and all that junk, and he's sort of... It's just, I think it's what you said, the athleticism of their build.
Yeah, they have a grace, except Lawrence Taylor can't seem to find his right now. 15 years old, 16 years old, a prostitute, an alleged prostitute. Lawrence allegedly paid a visit to said prostitute and apparently raped her. Raped her, but now they're trying to say he didn't.
Didn't she have, like, bruises on her face? And she said that she went into his hotel room, but her face was all beat up. She had, like, huge bruises and stuff.
Usually you have to pay extra for something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I usually charge more than that.
Did you hear what his attorney said? His attorney is like, you know, look, my lawyer said to me one time, he goes, we are all scumbags, but I'm your scumbag. Lawrence Taylor has a whale of a scumbag, but he's not exactly doing him any favors. A guy named Arthur Idala. And he said this about Lawrence Taylor.
Everybody should know, unlike this morning, the reports that we were hearing were blatantly, blatantly false. And that has been cleared. My client was in town to work. He was going to play some golf with some friends, and he was going to work.
That's work?
And then this nightmare unfolded before him.
So was she.
I'm not even admitting that he even knew her. We don't even know who she was. Her name isn't even on the document that was submitted to us.
She's 15!
We have some initials. So we're at this point... You could presume that each and every aspect of this case and each and every aspect of these charges will be litigated to the fullest extent of the law. My client did not have sex with anybody. No, period, amen.
Thank you.
Lawrence Taylor did not have consensual sex with anybody last night.
We've heard that line before.
He is charged with rape. Lawrence Taylor did not rape anybody.
She's 15. What is he, 50?
No, I have a confused... I'm not exactly a grammar major. I'm not sure. But the phrase, Lawrence Taylor did not have consensual sex, I believe is the definition of rape. Non-consensual sex.
Yeah.
He backed that up, though.
Oh, what are you? Are you defending Lawrence Taylor
last night?
Seriously? Did you just do that?
No, I'm just clarifying what the lawyer said.
All right, so these things always happen in threes. We've got two of them now because you know the Ben Roethlisberger thing continues to unfold. Did you see the story online? ProFootballTalk.com. Mike Florio, Ben Roethlisberger, the Finley Philanderer, got himself. You like that? I just was a little alliteration.
That just came right out of there, didn't it?
You're welcome. His agent says that Roethlisberger has gotten the message after three alleged rape charges and a motorcycle accident. He says, quote, Ben is a good person who doesn't want to be remembered as the kind of guy who's being presented to the public right now. Well, allow me to retort. I've got accounts of Roethlisberger's do you know who I am line. That's what we like to call the Floyd Mayweather greeting.
Yeah.
And he's also, apparently sources say that he did not want to have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with that woman. He was looking for Clinton sex. What was it, an accident? How did that work? He walked in the bathroom. Whoops!
The cigar thing?
No. What did Brad Loffensperger do with a cigar?
Nothing. You mentioned Clinton.
No, Clinton sex.
Oh.
The thing that Clinton says is not sex.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program, Ronnie.
What? I was paying attention.
I'm just saying.
I hurt my toe last night. It's bothering me a little bit.
We'll get into that a little bit later on, your situation. Okay. Meanwhile, this is how big a douchebag Ben Roethlisberger is. You would know this. He's got two Super Bowl championships. He is the quarterback of one of the most amazing football teams in the history of the National Football League. And he still has to pay cover charges to get into bars around Pittsburgh because he's that big a douchebag. And one of the guys in his entourage feels a need to pre-apologize for Ben's behavior whenever they go somewhere.
I wonder if when he goes back to Finley, where they have that burger named after him, I wonder if he has to pay for that if he gets it for free.
I would imagine. So. I'm guessing that's probably part of his endorsement contract from his agent. This is my favorite comment about Ben Roethlisberger. He went into allegedly went into a TGI Fridays for an English-speaking audience, went up to a waitress who was pregnant and asked her, did your boyfriend forget to pull out?
What?
Wow.
He's a class act.
Well, remember...
Or a crass act.
We were talking with somebody when we were out and about over the last week, and they said that someone they know was a roommate of his down at Miami University, and the guy had to be transferred out of the room because he said Ben was just such a dick.
Yeah, if you're a Steelers fan, this is an embarrassment. What do you got?
He held a party for the one-year anniversary of his motorcycle accident?
Yeah.
What?
Well, Ben's not exactly the brightest light bulb. He's not the brightest light bulb in the stadium. I mean, remember after his motorcycle accident, he said he wouldn't wear a helmet anymore? He's still riding around not wearing a helmet.
Hello, I'm Ben Roethlisberger. And I wear a helmet on the playing field because 400-pound linebackers hurt. But when I'm riding my 800-pound motorcycle pushing 90 miles an hour, I don't need a helmet. Because I'm...
Ben.
I like pudding.
99.7 The Blitz. 99.7 The Blitz.
Your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz. Ronnie Hunter with Paul Marshall and Thick Rick. And Sing Till You Suck for Rock on the Range tickets. That's coming up again this coming Thursday. That's every Thursday, the hours of noon through 4. Every Thursday, right up through Rock on the Range. So make sure you're listening. If you sing and you suck, you could be going to Rock on the Range. If you sing and you don't suck, you could be going to Rock on the Range. It's totally up to you. Courtesy of BustedForDrunkDriving.com.
I want to take a second to say hello to Ashley, big Steelers fan. She called up. She is pissed about the whole Ben Roethlisberger thing. And I think as a Steelers fan, I'm not a Steelers fan, but if I were and that were my quarterback was Jamarcus Russell, who's now in the may you have fries with that line. If I were a Steelers fan, I'd be pretty pissed right now. The whole Roethlisberger thing. And it just keeps getting better and better and better.
You know, I have to be honest. I never realized how arrogant this guy was. I never noticed that. I just watched him play football. I never really paid attention to, you know, the outside of the football field stuff. And I am just blown away by some of the things I'm hearing about this guy.
When you spend your life as one of the entitled few, I mean, let's face it, when you've got a skill like he has on the football field, you get away with a lot of stuff. And we've seen this over at Ohio State. We've seen Buckeyes get away with stuff. Maurice, we've got a lot of stuff going on that they shouldn't have been allowed to do. But then eventually you got to grow up and you got to pay the piper. And now it looks like Ben Roethlisberger, if the Rooney family are smart, and we know they are, They're gonna trade him away to somewhere else. He's gonna have fun in Buffalo, Ben.
I mean, when he took the pavement to the face, you would have thought it would have woke him up. But
it just
made it worse.
No, so there you go. You can't train stupid right there.
So bad. All right, it's time to check out one of our Rock on the Range bands, Godsmack, Crying Like a Bitch, on your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz.
Oh no.
Your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz, Nirvana, All Apologies. Did you guys know that Courtney Love was married to Kurt Cobain?
Really?
Check in. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I just thought she was an independent, talented artist.
Yeah, me too.
Not a leech at all.
God,
who has to work hard in bed because she's ugly.
Yeah, we found that out yesterday. I mean, none of us found that out, although it doesn't put us in exclusive company.
Coming up on The Blitz, new stuff from the Stone Temple Pilots, Between the Lines. Also going to check in with Mark the Shark and sports.
Ronnie, have you tried these?
You know what?
I've got these are M&M's with pretzels in them.
Somebody told me about those on Facebook. I'm like big on Skittles and junk like that. And
I'm going to give you a big blue ball.
And somebody told me about these and I hadn't had one yet.
I'm going to give you a big blue ball.
Are you colorblind?
I want you to put that in your mouth.
It's green. Are you colorblind? That's a green one.
It's a big blue ball.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, give me a real blue ball.
I was giving you the bigger one.
I want that one.
Way to ruin the bit, Ronnie. Seriously.
But if it's going to be a blue ball, I want it now. Give it to me.
That's a blue ball.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Now put that in your mouth.
Okay.
Because they melt in your mouth, not in your hand. How's that? Roll it around on your tongue. The big blue ball good. Feel good in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You liking that?
Really good.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh! Oh, did you just bite down?
Mm.
Oh, foul, Ronnie, foul!
Sweet and salty.
No, you never do that.
Sweet and salty.
Good job.
Mm, those are good. Oh, hey, we've got some... sorry, I'm having a moment.
Sounds like it.
We have some love texts here.
From what?
Says, I love the new afternoon blitz with Ronnie Thick and the new guy. I just peed my pants on the retarded Ben bit. Awesome.
I like pudding.
Oh, I like pudding. I did too, dude. When he said that, I was like on the floor.
My favorite part was, because I am Ben.
We also have hate mail to go with that.
Oh, we have hate mail?
Yeah.
Great. It only took us till Friday.
Yay.
I'm writing this letter because I want you to know how much I hate your stupid show. Hate mail. You fucking suck.
Came into the Blitz hate mail. It says, Dear Ronnie, Paul, and Thick, how dare you make fun of Ben Roethlisberger? He's not retarded, you know. We weren't making fun of Ben for being retarded, although we did check with the North American Society for People with Special Abilities, and their quote on the comment was, that's not funny.
Oh. Your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz, Metallica and The Unforgiven off the Black Album. Make sure you tune in at 6 o'clock weeknights for Mandatory Metallica. So we got lucky enough to get a call from good friends of ours in the band Saliva. Johnny Montoya is on the line.
Yeah, we should probably go to him now before he hangs up on us.
99.7 The Blitz.
.7 The Blitz, and there you have it. Johnny Montoya from Saliva. Thank you. Can't wait to get our ears on that new album saying that's going to definitely be out this year. From Every 6 Seconds, click, click, boom on The Blitz. Your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz, checking that band out. That is Muse with Uprising off The Resistance. The Blitz welcoming them to town on Friday, November 5th. They're playing at Value City Arena. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to check out Puddle of Mud and Psycho, Shinedown, Sound of Madness. And Paul, this whole texting thing, you know that they've finally made it law now that it's not okay to text.
This is new for me because I'm just coming into Ohio and I didn't realize. Like, that's one of the first questions I asked you when I was on my way in. I go, Ronnie, what are the being on the phone laws here in Ohio? And you just said it's okay to be on the phone, but it's not okay to text.
Yeah, the texting law just went into effect here in Columbus a few days ago, and other surrounding cities are kind of following suit. Now, this means no texting, emailing, interneting, or checking of texts or emails or the internet while you're in the driver's seat of the car, while that car is moving on the road. And that even means if you're sitting at a stoplight, you can't be on your phone doing some texting, a stop sign, none of that stuff. So it's okay if you're off the road, you're pulled off to the side, sitting in a parking lot. The only thing that you can still do on the road is talk on the phone, period. So if you're sitting at a red light and you're texting, you're up for a ticket.
All right, here's Paul's help from you. Your little tip from your Uncle Paul. Just a tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels. Here's how you get out of getting pulled over for a texting violation. If you get caught texting and the cop pulls you over, you tell him you were dialing a phone number. Just tell them you're dialing up. They can't possibly nail you for this. There's no way they can enforce this law.
Well, a police friend of ours actually made that comment when asked about that. You know, I said, so how are you guys going to do this? And he's like, not. It's going to be hard. I mean, But if there is by chance that they can get you, they're gone, and the ticket's like $150.
Yeah, on the other hand, I would never advocate texting while driving. You should probably be paying attention. You got a 3,000-pound missile there that you're on four wheels. You want to pay attention to what you're doing.
I agree. I mean, it's put into law, but common sense. I mean, when you're looking down doing that, you're going to hit somebody.
All right, be careful. On the way, we're going to give you another lesson in mouth hug etiquette with Ronnie Hunter. Also, we'll talk to Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud on your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz.
Here's Gail Storm with this traffic check, thanks to Verizon Communications.
We've got quite a few backups on the roadways right now.
And now, mouth hug etiquette with Ronnie Hunter, rule number 2.1.
Listen, just because it's awake when you get up does not mean I have to kiss it good morning.
You Blitz.
99.7 The Blitz. We're figuring since Puddle Mud's coming to town and they're going to be playing on the main stage on Saturday, May 22nd here in Columbus, figured we'd check out a little Psycho on 99.7 The Blitz.
This is where we stall. We stall so that we can get Wes on the phone because he's on Rockstar time. We're not supposed to tell anybody this, though.
Shh. 99.7 The Blitz.
Can you take it off?
Hey Wes, this is Ronnie Hunter with The Blitz. How are you?
What's up, girl?
Good to hear from you. Thank you so much for taking the time. You guys are coming to Rock on the Range. I'm so excited. You're going to be back this year.
I know, man. It's a big event, man. It's going to be crazy.
Playing the main stage on Saturday, May 22nd. You guys are also involved in another big-ass tour, the Carnival Madness Tour, with Shinedown and Chevelle and Seven Dust in 10 years. Did they approach you about that? How did all that come down? That's a great tour, too.
Yeah, my manager set that up, man. So that's his whole thing.
I heard
we were fortunately enough to be invited to get up there and rock with the Carnival of Madness, and we're going to get up there and get down, man.
I heard that's going to be an annual thing, too. Pretty cool.
It's going to be an oral thing?
Yeah.
Whoa, hey.
It's going to be an oral annual thing. We'll discuss that when you're in town for Rock on the Range.
Wow, I like oral.
Don't we all, Wes? Hey, bro, I just want
I know you do.
By the way, I was just, you know, waiting for you to just bring this down. I was about to tell you to say hello to your mom. The station that fired me in Kansas City used to call me all the time on the hotline. Wes's mom would call me and say, hey, it's Wes's mom. I'm like, hey, hello, Wes's mom. And then you had to make a comment like that. Now I feel inappropriate bringing it up.
I feel dirty.
My mom likes oil too, dude.
Oh, come on, Wes. It's your mom.
I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt.
Usually I have to pay extra for that.
How do you think I'm here?
Well, I don't think oral had anything to do with it, Wes.
that was actually non-oral, I guess.
Exactly. I wanted to ask you just this one thing, bro. You know, like, you have been doing this for a while now. You've had some ups and you've had some downs. How satisfying is it to be back and be a prolific songwriter and be looked at as somebody that has had some longevity in this industry?
You know, man, I just look up to the sky, man. I thank God every day, man. And, you know, I'm blessed by a supreme being that has blessed me with the talent of being able to write some pretty catchy tunes and amazing team of people that I've been surrounded by for the last 10 years. Couldn't ask for anything more, you know, just blessed by God, man, and a bunch of fans that are really cool.
Well, I know that you have some big plans for the stage show when you guys are here at Rock on the Range on May 22nd, Wes, and have a great tour with Adelita's Way. Have a blast when you do the Carnival Madness tour, and we thank you for taking the time to call us up today on The Blitz, and we'll see you May 22nd at Crew Stadium with Rock on the Range. Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud, get some!
All right.
Thanks, Wes.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys have a great day.
All right, Wes, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking some time out. Check those guys out, by the way. They're going to be at Rock on the Range main stage on Saturday.
May 22nd. 22nd. Tornado watch in effect for our area until 11 o'clock tonight. So heads up, we'll keep you posted if anything else develops. But tornado watch for Central Ohio to 11 p.m. Shine down, Sound of Madness on your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz. Your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz, Shine Down with Sound of Madness. Good afternoon, Ronnie Hunter with Paul Marshall and Thick Rick. Coming up, looks like 3 Days Grace is standing by. Also, Mark the Shark will stop by with a check on sports.
Mother's Day this weekend, you get your mom something cool? Like, you know, like some...
I got my sister something, though.
Is your sister a mother?
Yep.
Really? How many kids she got?
Yeah, just one. My nephew, Corey, and then my aunt is also one of my favorites, so I got them a little something.
I haven't spoken to my mother in like 15 years, so
well,
this is pretty...
Mother's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
Shock her and give her a phone call.
Just give her a phone call.
Crazy.
Yeah, that would
Blue.
Go.
Hey, Ma, it's your son. What's up?
That would go very well. Did you know that Mother's Day is actually the second biggest day of the year where females sign up at AshleyMadison.com?
Wait, what's AshleyMadison.com?
Did she just ask me that?
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad she doesn't
know. Is that like
That's
a shopping
good.
Site?
It's probably
I don't
good.
Shop.
Ronnie's too good of a person to know what that is.
Yeah, AshleyMadison.com hooks people up, married people up to have affairs.
What?
Yeah. Like if you're
it
married.
It sounds like a shopping site. It sounds like a.
In a way, it
like
really
women's
is.
Clothing.
It's exactly what it is. It's
I'm
a
like,
shopping site.
What? Shoes? What?
Women, slightly used.
Oh. Oh, God. So this is for real?
Low mileage.
I am totally naive. I live in under a rock.
No blown gaskets.
Oh, God. It's Ashley what?
AshleyMadison.com.
Now she's going to find out.
What is the exact function again?
It's a hookup site.
So it's for married
she's
people.
Like, yeah, she's like a madam.
To have an affair. Like
yes, that's what it is. It's basically it facilitates married people to screw around on each other. That's what it is, Ronnie.
And I assume a guy developed it. Is that true?
No, AshleyMadison.com.
Who's Ashley?
You can't be this thick. Noel Biederman is the president. So there, if you want to blame a man, you want to get into man hating, there you go. Blame Noel Biederman.
I love men. I'm just saying.
Damn right.
The biggest day of the year.
How long has this been going on?
Years.
Really?
Welcome to the real world, Ronnie. Seriously. And we wonder why you have a situation.
I'm retarded.
What the hell?
There you go. Number two day is the day after Mother's Day. I don't know why that is, but it's from when females sign up to AshleyMadison.com, day after Mother's Day. So Monday.
Really?
Everybody get together. Women have expectations, apparently. Expectations that their partners will be celebrated and even romanticized, but that's actually not what transpires. So they go and they hook up with other guys.
Wow.
You want to know what the biggest day of the year where women sign up on
the day after the
day after the biggest day. The biggest day that people sign up for AshleyMadison.com.
To have an affair.
Day after Valentine's Day.
You're kidding.
You get your presents and you try and get some seconds.
And or they're angry that they didn't get the Valentine's Day they thought they should have got. So they go, well, fine.
So this isn't for single people. This is
for
the I guess I'm just...
Do you have any
totally
idea what the... Do you know
away
what
by this that it's actually like out there. I mean, Craigslist is going on.
Ronnie,
can just go to Craigslist. What do you got to actually have?
This is specialized. You know how like when you want to get really cool office furniture, you go to IKEA?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to go buy a four-wheel drive vehicle, maybe you go buy a Jeep.
What's like the
If you're a
Mass
married
maker?
Person and you want to get some on the side, get some strange, but at least discreetly, why not go to an internet website?
Huh. Now, is this like a... Okay, well, I'm asking questions because I've never been on it. I've never heard of it. So.
Oh yeah, that's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yeah, no, but seriously, I mean.
And look, you're divorced.
Why
are we divorced now?
So there are people.
Yes, it's the internet. It's all over the world wide web.
Shut the hell up for a second. So you can get on the internet, and this person
runs this,
all these people. If you're in Columbus, Ohio, they have people here in Columbus, Ohio, they can hook you up with.
Yeah, it's. Guess what? You don't even need the other paper anymore. You can just go to AshleyMadison.com.
Wow. Okay. I guess.
Or
we
if
should
you,
get on. I'm gonna look at it.
You're
right
gonna
now.
Get on Ashley Madison. All right. While Ronnie does that, here's a gift suggestion for your mom this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. All right.
I didn't even know what KY meant until like 10 years ago. Shark and Hal told me what it was.
Ronnie, that's Kentucky.
Well, that's what I thought too. Seriously, it was like 10 years ago. They were talking, and I go, they said something about KY, and I'm like, yeah, I like Kentucky. It's a really beautiful state. Cumberland's awesome. And they looked at me and started laughing.
Yeah, we're all laughing now.
Looking for the perfect gift for that special someone, a hickey. Because nothing says I love you quite like a hickey.
Your Rock Station, 99.7 The Blitz. Again, heads up, tornado watch in effect till 11 p.m. tonight for our listening area. Tornado watch in effect till 11 o'clock tonight. Here's Gail Storm with this Bryant Heating and Cooling traffic check.
Heavy traffic volumes just about everywhere.
Your Rock Station, 99.7 The Blitz, Stained, Aaron Lewis, and Outside off the Break the Cycle album. There's a tornado watch till 11 o'clock tonight, guys. I want to keep mentioning that so people are aware of it. It's Ronnie Hunter, Paul Marshall, and Thick Rick in the studio this Friday afternoon, and we had a great time last night. It was the very first Full Throttle Thursday at Screamin' Willie's on Bryce Road, and big thanks to Jed and Dave Poloni for having us in there, and the band Terry Davidson and the Gears hooked JC and I up with a t-shirt. You didn't get one, Paul, because they didn't have one large enough.
Yeah, size matters.
Just thought I'd mention it.
Anybody that tells you differently is undersized.
It's going to be every Thursday out there, and I think I'm going to be out there again next Thursday, so I'm excited.
You know what happened?
This Rachel and Heath, the bartender, they're great, great people.
This was my most inappropriate moment here in Columbus so far. You're doing your bar games. Everybody that's ever been out with Ronnie Hunter knows that she brings all kinds of silly games with her and has fun. I mean, basically, she goes out there and she's a floor show. She's just a floor show in between the bands. And
you're
stuff.
Saying floor show in a different sense than what I was thinking.
No, I'm absolutely, because I'm not filthy like you. So somebody had one of their kids there with them, because it's an outdoor patio. You can get food there, too. It's not like you're just in a bar.
Yeah, Andrew.
You
know, Andrew, he played one of my games.
Well, Andrew that played in one of your games.
Great kid.
Andrew was great. He was full of energy, but I thought at one point he was going to pass out during the moment.
The streamer
game. Yeah, he was doing the streamer game. So I walk over to the table where like his father and mother are, and I guess it was his grandmother and grandfather,
but
I didn't really see them. All I saw was his mother and father. So I walk over and go, wow, your kid's great. He's so energetic. Looked like he was going to have a stroke there for a second, right?
Yeah.
Not realizing that I think the grandfather was in a wheelchair. Like, I don't want to be inappropriate here, but he looked like it was like a Captain Pike wheelchair where he was sort of, and I...
Oh, my God.
Are you retarded?
Did you really say that?
I did.
You didn't know he was sitting
there. I didn't know he was sitting there, and I feel so inappropriate because, like, I wear a size 14 triple E,
mm-hmm.
still not big enough.
Oh, my God.
That is so wrong.
Yes.
They are very close with the band Terry Davidson and the Gears.
Yeah, so I apologize.
That guy actually wrote one of the Terry Davidson and the Gears songs. He's the one that penned the lyrics to one of their songs.
Yeah, so I feel like a complete and utter douche. Way to bring the room down.
Nice job. We really had a great time, though. I mean,
No. You really had a great time.
I could have fun in a brown paper bag. Are you kidding me?
You really had a great time.
My foot hurts. I did something to my big toe, and like the ball of my foot is like killing me. And my thighs, the top of my thighs are aching.
Oh, you want me to rub those for you?
Yeah, maybe. I need to do something. I had so much fun. Well,
yes, you
all
did.
All these people showed up. I mean, we had the guys from Sever show up and X Factor 1.
Yeah, those guys are, by the way, those guys just, not playing with a full deck.
Oh, my God. I love them for that. We had such a blast. And the party just got bigger and bigger and bigger. All our friends started rolling in and, you know, all that stuff. Kenny and Vonda. And it just got huge. It was so fun.
I'm trying to find the number with you, because there's a definitive number between the time when Ronnie, the cute Ronnie, cute, lovable, fun Ronnie, becomes the, oh, my God, is that chick hot Ronnie. There was a point.
That never happened.
There was a point last night. And I know witnesses, call in 821-997-0. You saw this. There was a point last night where Ronnie didn't give a rat's ass who was in the bar or who saw it. She started dancing. She grabbed her hands, put them up on her head, and just started moving.
Oh, no, I did. I don't remember that so well.
It was less about Little Miss Sunshine and more about Salma Hayek in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, not so much.
You were
God.
A filthy, filthy whore last night. You come in this morning, you're right. Like, did I stub my toe last night? I don't know. I wasn't looking at your toe.
Yeah, I totally wrecked it. I don't know what I did.
I had no idea you could do that with a hula hoop.
Yeah, but what's that dance where everybody, the line dance thing? What's that one dance called that I tried? I should not have done that. I couldn't get in with that at all.
So if you were with us last night.
I'm a freeformer.
If you were with us last night, I apologize for everything that I did, and I recognize and I celebrate everything Ronnie did.
So crazy.
What a time we had. So thank you to everybody for coming out. And I'm sure that, you know, people want to know why we have Ronnie doing mouth hug etiquette, because she's not the sweet little innocent girl, or at least she wasn't last night.
Hey, we did hula hooping, and you did a little hula hooping too. You put that thing around your neck. I thought your Adam's apple was going to snap off.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
I was trying to win a bet to see if they could actually fit it over my head.
We had a ton of people hula hooping. It was hysterical. You know, the drinks were flowing, the bands were playing, and we brought out the hula hoops and everybody was doing the hula hoop.
Yeah, it was a good time. So thank you everybody for coming out, and thank you everybody for not rubbing it in the fact that I didn't have my motorcycle last night.
Your Rock Station, 99.7 The Blitz. Great song from this band, Cage the Elephant, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. The Blitz. Your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz, Rage Against the Machine. Love that song, Sleep Now in the Fire. That's off the Battle of Los Angeles. Good afternoon, it's Ronnie Hunter. It's Friday, thank God and baby Jesus.
Now, did you say that because it's the last day you have to work with me for a while? Is that what that was all about? You seem like you're praying to your deity of choice.
No. I'm just excited because we're going to get wings later.
Yeah, we are. And you're wearing a white wife beater.
I know, I realize that.
That's awesome. By the way, Thick Rick tells me we have people completely backed up on the phones right now who were witness to your little performance last night.
Great.
Dude, you were there last night?
For me.
I was there about the time everything was winding down and Ronnie was winding up.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, you had that moment, too. I had the, I need a towel moment.
When the moon comes out, I go crazy.
Real good time.
Thank you, man. Thank you for coming out. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, The Blitz.
Hey, it's Shannon with Skindy.
What's up, Shannon?
Dude, I know the exact moment you were talking about when Ronnie was hula hooping and put on her hands on her head, and you looked at me and I looked at you, and all I said was stripper pole.
Yeah, it was.
No,
oh my
bad,
God,
huh?
It was such a no. It wasn't bad at all. There was nothing bad at all.
All right, Columbus Gold, here I come.
Naughty last night. That was straight naughty. I was thinking the same dirty thoughts you were, and was like, "Oh, where's my wife?" Before she catches me like sneaking her look at Ronnie.
I needed a towel.
God. Well, have a great weekend, and we'll see you in a few days. I hope.
Okay.
All right, Shannon. See you later.
Hey, The Blitz.
Hey, man. What up?
What's up?
Hey, the conversation earlier about Ronnie?
Yes.
Tell her thank you for ruining basically my date last night with my old lady because my old lady caught me looking at her on top of the ball.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just basically ruined my date. Basically, I had to sleep in my freaking truck last night because of you.
Oh, you should have brought your girlfriend over. We could have gotten... we could have gotten down on the dance floor for a little bit. And we would have worked it out.
Well, one thing, I tried to get her to go up there with you, but she wouldn't listen to me.
Yeah, you can't compete with that.
I'm sorry.
Appreciate you stopping by. That was cool.
Thanks.
You know what, Ronnie? You might have a great second career happening.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Especially if we're on in the morning, then at night, you can do whatever you want to do. Just leave from that other job and come right here and meet me here.
Yeah, that's great.
I've got anti-glitter cream.
No. I feel like I need to go to church.
No, you know what? I've got a great church story coming up for you.
The vagina is the window to the soul.
Ronnie, would you close the window, please?
Alice in Chains next on The Blitz. Right now, let's take our final check on traffic. Gale Storm is here with this Bryant heating and cooling traffic check. What's up, G?
Several accidents causing slowdowns.
Once again, just reminding you guys of the tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for our listening area. We'll keep you posted if anything comes up throughout the night. Alice in Chains, your decision on your rock station. 99.7 The Blitz. Rock Station, 99.7 The Blitz, Collective Soul, and Shine. I always love that album, Hints, Allegations, and Things Left Unsaid.
Way, way underrated band. They're like the Cheap Trick of a new generation. Yeah. Like, you don't even think about Collective Soul until you pick up their greatest hits, and you go, Jesus, I know every song on this record.
Yeah, I remember seeing them at the Newport years ago. They were great live. Just a really great, solid band.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Coming up, Sick Puppies, Odd One. We'll check out sports for the final time for the week with Mark the Shark. And I got to read this quick text here, guys.
What do you got?
I'm going to kind of have to edit it. A 16-year-old is hitting on me. He wants my cell number.
Yeah. You like him young.
He says, not that young.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to have a seat over there.
I'll be 16 the 19th, a big-ass party at my place, pot and beer.
Jeez. You know, that's probably not a good thing if you're 16. Again, not the brightest light bulb in the stadium. You're going to have a party, sending out a text over the phone that your parents are probably paying
right.
for.
Oh, my God, I didn't even think about that.
Not a good move, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Do not attend.
No, I won't be there.
I'm just saying. Not a good place for you to be.
I'll be at church, apparently, for the rest of my life every day.
You know what? You can bring your dog. If you want to bring your dog to church, you can do that as well. I'll tell you a story about that in a bit. But we did a story yesterday, and this actually probably ties into the 16-year-old kid that texted you. We were talking about the story from NC State University where parents of teenagers don't believe that their kids are having sex. They know all adolescents are having sex. But not their kid, not your little snowflake. That doesn't happen. Well, Thick says we got a woman that wants to weigh in on it. What's up?
I am the mother of a 17-year-old girl and a 19-year-old boy.
Okay.
My son will bang anything with a pole.
That's just good parenting right there.
But the household rule is no glove, no love. And we talk about it every day.
Good for you.
Are you covering it up, man? Take care of yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to watch your... rot and fall off before you die.
Yeah, scare tactics usually work.
Hell yeah, they do. And the 17-year-old girl is the exact opposite. She is a diehard flirt. These boys flock to my house every weekend. They meet the dad. They do all this. The doctors told me she's a virgin. She will not give it up.
Are you disappointed?
Oh, and let me add to the 17-year-old daughter. She just signed up for the Air Force National Guard. She's a nurse. She's like, I'll kick their ass before I give up the f***.
Let me get this straight. You're proud of your son for banging anything with a pulse. You're not disappointed in your daughter for being a virgin. She's joining the Air Force. Can I give you the equation here? A plus B equals C equals lesbian.
Oh, no way, man.
No, how do you know? She's a virgin.
That's okay, too, man. I'm a lover anyway.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Hey, listen, you guys rock. I'm so happy the Blitz is back.
Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. 821-9970, if you want to weigh in on the program, you can do that. This is that story I was telling you about, Ronnie, if you want to take your dog to church, because I know you are one of those people that's very spiritual, and you like to go visit. You know, you have to have your moments.
I know.
You can bring your dog now. Church in Danvers, Massachusetts. You're going to have to travel. It's a road trip. A new monthly pet worshiping service for dogs. The Calvary Episcopal Church will offer its Perfect Paws Pet Ministry, not easy to say, nice alliteration, every third Sunday of every month. The service features communion for the human and special blessings for pets. Like Jesus needs to be worried about your dog now.
Hey, dogs need to be saved too.
Absolutely. Dogs will also get special treats. So apparently, Jesus, take this. This is my doggy treat.
So it's like communion for dogs.
It's absolutely communion for dogs. Church officials say well-behaved leashed dogs are invited to attend. I only wish that they would put the same parameters on their priests.
I would love it if... Did you just say that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. You know, I would love it if Rudy and Riley would be up there with me. That is, if I make it there.
Well, why don't you do yourself a favor and go home and ask them. We got to get a little product that will help you with that.
Oh, come and get the animal talk collar. Everyone loves an animal talk collar. Come and get the animal talk collar today.
Look at your pet. Look, he's saying something to you. What is it? Here, boy, try on an animal talk collar. Well, boy, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'd appreciate it if you'd stop violently raping me.
Well, I suppose it doesn't really matter what he has to say, just that he's talking.
And he gave this thing a male voice because he's gay.
Okay, don't want to wear the batteries down. Let's take it off. No, come here.
He shames me bald and get rolls me the around in my hair.
Oh, come and get the animal talk collar. Everyone loves an animal talk collar. Come and get the animal talk collar today.
At Sports, I'm Mark the Shark.
99.7 The Blitz.
Thank you, Sharky. There is a tornado watch in effect till 11 p.m. for our listening area, so keep that in mind. Coming up in just a few minutes, mandatory Metallica, your Friday edition, and Sick Puppy's Odd One.
Do you have a GPS?
I do not.
You do not have a GPS? Are you thinking of getting one?
I thought about it. Yeah, I really need to get one because I am Miss Detour.
If you're thinking about getting a GPS, I got a great GPS for you coming up. Also, I'm thinking there's a phrase that I never thought I would ever utter out of my mouth. I am jealous of Justin Bieber.
Shut your mouth.
I just did.
You did not just say that.
I did. I'm jealous, and I'll tell you about that coming up next on 99.7 The Blitz, your rock station.
99.7 The Blitz. Live from the Safe Auto Studios. You gotta have coverage. You wanna save money. Do both at 1-800-SAFE-AUTO or safeauto.com. Mandatory. Metallica.
Metallica as always.
The Blitz.
So you guys, I had to do a little bit of research on this AshleyMadison.com because you got me all curious and stuff.
All right.
This Madison, this is the online dating service.
Yeah, this is the online dating service.
Not dating. This is not a dating.
No, it's an online service for people that are married, people to hook up with somebody else. Yeah, it's an affair.
It's for people that are currently in a relationship who wish to cheat on their partners. Let's just call it a spade.
I think affair is a much nicer word.
Yeah, okay.
Show some class, would you please?
I'm trying to. It was launched in 2001 by a guy.
Oh.
His name was Noel Bitterman.
Come on.
There's over 5.2 million members at Ashley Madison.
Wait. I'm no math wizard, but I think Thick knew what percentage of the United States population was. 2% of about
2 million members. And the name, get this, this is interesting. The name was taken by squishing together the two most popular baby girl names, Ashley and Madison.
Ooh.
In 2009, NBC banned an ad from Ashley Madison from appearing in the Super Bowl. And their slogan is, "Life is short, have an affair."
Life is short.
Now, I don't want to be a prude, but these are like fundamental values. I'm not so sure I'm digging on this so much.
Wait. A girl that moves the way you did last night at Screaming Willie's has no place to be talking about fundamental values.
I have no interest in breaking up a marriage. Well, sorry about that.
You almost
was on his date last night, by the way.
You
I didn't
almost
do anything.
Did.
But I didn't do anything. I was just having fun.
Time for some mandatory Metallica. I'm thinking we should get back to the point.
Yeah, let's do that. I was having a moment. Thank you.
Of course you were.
Devil's Dance from Reload and Slither from Reload. Brent Pierce, it's your mandatory Metallica. Pairing them up on this Friday afternoon. Mandatory Metallica. On your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz. Devil's Dance. Your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz, a pair from Reload. Mandatory Metallica tonight, thanks to Brent Pierce, Devil's Dance, and Slither. Make sure you get those into theblitz.com so we can grab them off that website and put them on the air for you. That's Mandatory Metallica every weeknight at 6.
I really like Metallica when they play bluesy. I know a lot of people like get on them. People get on them because it's not what you expect to get from Metallica. They're actually a pretty good bluesy band.
Yeah, I think so too.
And James is a big fan of the blues.
Yeah, Kirk Hammett has got a nice little...
Now, will you stop?
What?
Why is it every guy?
Guitar playing.
Of course you were. So I told you about the Justin Bieber thing.
I'm still
jealous.
Shocked that you even let that come out of your mouth.
I'll tell you why. Ready? Catching Bieber fever can prove fatal. That's what Kim Kardashian is finding out.
Yes.
After some innocent flirting between Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber.
They're like, she's like twice his age or more.
Like, seriously, if you're a 16-year-old kid.
How is it that these two come to flirt and be together and stuff this point where it's actually people know now?
This is wrong.
This was not a one.
Scott, it's dirty.
It's not a one-time thing. The innocent flirting lasted over a period of a few days. Apparently, Justin Bieber put a picture up of him with Kim Kardashian, and he referred to her as his girlfriend.
You're kidding me.
I'm not sure which way we're going to go with that. It could be, hey, girlfriend.
Or or not.
Kim announced she has Bieber fever.
Oh, God.
Okay, right there. You know how you say to me how you're like a brother to me, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's her saying, he's like a brother to me.
Yeah,
she's just playing around.
He's never going to see her naked?
Never, ever going to see the punani.
He doesn't have internet access anywhere then.
Maybe he's having a party with beer and marijuana and he wants her to attend.
Maybe.
So apparently...
Just like your guy.
After he put this
he's
up...
He's mad at me now.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Your texter's mad at him?
He sent me an awful text back, so I guess we have no future.
That's all right. He has to be in bed before we get off the air, so it doesn't matter. It's all good. So after he called Kim Kardashian his girlfriend, the Bieber fever fanatics, you know, the chicks, the little girls, that like, you know, none of whom are allowed out after the streetlights go on, they started texting death threats to Kim Kardashian.
You're kidding me. That's like, so mean.
Can you imagine like having the Lollipop Guild being mad at you right now? Just completely pissed at you. So that's what's happening. Bieber had to actually step in. Ladies, everybody, calm down.
Oh, my gosh. This is a guy that doesn't know what German is.
Yeah, and also wouldn't go to a strip club. That's the other thing. Justin Bieber turns down Slash. Apparently, he doesn't need Slash to take him to a strip club. He's hanging out with Kim Kardashian, man.
Yeah, he's got his own meat there.
His quote was, ladies, calm down. Kim Kardashian is a friend. No need for threats.
I mean, she could babysit me, for God's sakes.
Yeah, besides, Kim Kardashian's looking for a real man. Like Chaz Bono.
Yeah, there you go. What?
Chaz Bono. Did you see this? Chaz Bono is now officially a man. I mean, it went through the surgery.
Yeah.
And again, I've never seen Chaz Bono and Katie Mangold in the same room, but they do look a lot alike, except Katie's attractive.
I could see that. Yeah.
Chaz Bono apparently caught up by a bunch of paparazzi and now made her its first appearance as a man.
Welcome to the club, Chaz. How are you going to spend your first day as a man?
Well, I'm going to go home and take a nap because we've been up since 5.
And then you're going to open doors and pay for the dinner bills and everything?
Dude, I've been doing that for years.
Really? Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It's not all it's cracked up to be. So have you used like the men's bathroom yet? Or you'd be...
I've been doing that for a long time.
You've been using that? Yeah. Oh, women's bathroom is much nicer.
Yeah, they are.
There's not too many puddles or anything?
It's a celebration. How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I'm not planning anything. This is just a legal thing, and I'm really happy that it's taken care of, and now I can change all my ID and everything, and that's awesome.
Where are we going to the strip club?
Yeah.
How'd you like to be the stripper that has to give Chaz Bono a lap dance?
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
she was so pretty when she was young. She was such a little girly girl.
Now she's an old guy.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. All right, let's check it out. Chevelle, Letter from a Thief on your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz. There you have it, one of our Rock on the Range bands, 3 Days Grace on your rock station, 99.7 The Blitz. Check them out at Crew Stadium, Saturday, May 22nd. A lot of people are wanting to know what the set times are for those bands. I've gotten a few texts on that today, and I just want to let you know, we probably won't get that information released until a day or so before Rock on the Range. The Rock on the Range organizers probably won't get that detailed information out to us until, like, it may not even be till the morning of.
So. Yeah, a lot of that stuff changes day of show, too. You never know what could happen. There might be a travel problem or something comes in or something might get pushed back or, you know, they have a technical glitch. So it's probably a good idea to get that text set time thing going.
Yep, definitely sign up for it now. All you have to do is text the word range to 53299. It's a real handy day of.
So I'm getting to know people here at the radio station, and we're out on Cinco de Mayo, and I meet Barab. Now, Barab is like,
brother.
He's like legendary in this radio station. Never had I known this, like the stories that come out about Barab. Barab comes up to me, and within like 14 seconds of meeting me, he goes, "Hey, man, how you doing?" I'm like, "Good." He goes, "Happy Cinco de Mayo." "Cool. I got fired today." I go, "They fired you?" He goes, no. "My other job." I go, "What do you mean your other?" He goes, "I have another job." And apparently Barab has like a real job, and then he does this on the side to do his thing. Well, he got fired for his real job for engaging in inappropriate behavior with coworkers.
I love that kid, but what inappropriate? I can only imagine.
By coworkers, I mean students.
Oh, okay.
And by inappropriate behavior, he means sex.
Like, okay.
Yeah. So I
didn't want to think that, but okay.
So I would like to leave, you know, when I leave here, leave him with a new nickname here. I would like to now refer to him as Barablessburger.
Barablessburger.
Just go with Barablessburger. So if that catches on, you can blame me. Thank you very much, Columbus, for letting me hang out here and do that and give him that. Also, I told you about the GPS thing.
Yeah.
You were supposed to get, you know, we were talking about you getting a GPS.
Yeah, I want
to
get one.
I've had one. And of course, all the GPSs have that, you know, they have female voices and they all have an English accent, like they're villains in every movie.
Uh-huh.
You notice a villain in every movie has an English accent?
Yeah, the British chick.
So now we've got this new GPS that came out, and I wish we had had this story a couple of days ago on May the 4th, because it was Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Well, now they have GPSs that you can get, you can order, with Darth Vader voice.
You're kidding me!
Absolutely.
Shut up, I want it!
It's awesome. Darth Vader voice. Darth Vader will tell you. I wonder if James Earl Jones gets paid on this, or if they just took the samples from the movie.
Maybe. I gotta have it.
Yeah, so if you are driving around and you get a chance to get yourself... Who makes this? TomTom? Is it TomTom?
Yes.
Yeah, TomTom makes the Darth Vader GPS. So let's just say you're looking for directions somewhere.
Ronnie, go south.
Now, do you just punch in... I don't know, what are you looking for? What would be a good one?
Left turn ahead. Then go around the roundabout. The circle is now complete.
How cool is that?
Sith so great.
Exit.
Sith exit.
Sith exit. Would it be Sith Avenue?
Gosh.
You have reached your destination.
That thing is awesome.
I got goosebumps. I love it. I gotta have it.
Turn around when possible. I find your lack of faith disturbing. Then take the third left.
That thing is...
Sense your way.
I would never feel alone in my car with him with me. That's great.
That's a kick-ass thing. So I want to get... You know what, Vic? Get on the phone and get try... You know what? If we get the job here doing the morning show, that's the first endorsement I want to do.
Yeah!
Depart. Your destiny lies with me. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
Totally want one of those. So if we can pick one of those up.
Oh, my God.
I guess they get a free plug for the TomTom people, the Darth Vader GPS. On the way, going to hook you up with some mouth hug etiquette one more time before we leave here with Ronnie Hunter. And I guess we're going to have to wrap it up soon, too.
Yeah, I can't believe it's Friday already. Guys, I've had so much fun in here with you. And everyone that's called in and text and all that stuff, thank you so much. We've had a blast with you this week. Mm. A great time for sure. You guys have been really supportive, and we've just had so much fun. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, so we'll wrap up the show in just a little bit. It's your Rock Station 99.7 The Blitz.
Hey guys.
And now Mouth Hug Etiquette with Ronnie Hunter. Rule number 2.1.
Listen, just because it's awake when you get up does not mean I have to kiss it good morning.
You've been listening to Mouth Hug Etiquette with Ronnie Hunter on 99.7 The Blitz.
Your Rock Station, 99.7 The Blitz, one of your Rock on the Range artists. Not just any, but the headliner for the main stage on Saturday, May 22nd, Godsmack, Crying Like a Bitch. Guys, I got a text here from a friend of mine. Says they have a GPS with Ozzy's voice as well.
Well, of course. Why not? Sharon can make money off of it. Why shouldn't she?
Yeah, I was going to say Sharon's making a lot of money off that, I bet.
A whole ton of money. Did you pick that song on purpose, knowing that we're done? And you just...
Crying Like a Bitch?
Yeah.
No.
Because I haven't been this sad
Oh, no.
I don't think ever.
Big boys don't cry.
Well, there's no crying in radio. Well, there is.
There is.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of crying, a lot of whining, a lot of bitching going on. I couldn't possibly put into words how much I appreciate everybody here in Columbus for welcoming me here into town, back to town, because it's been 10 years since I worked on radio in Columbus, and the past 5 days have been nothing if not perfect. I mean, you are
so
absolutely a goddess, and I love you unconditionally.
Thank you so much
for taking time out. And
Alrosa Villa,
yeah,
Newport,
Rick over at the Alrosa. Thank you so much for your hospitality. Everybody that we met, the X Factor One guys, yeah, were great last night.
Screaming Willies, yeah, everybody there. Everybody that was out with us. You know, when we were at Caribbean Jerks. Oh yeah. My God, we had such a blast this week. I had
Shannon,
so much fun with you.
Shannon and his wife. Yep.
Shannon and Dana. They were great.
Great people. I also want to thank Matt Minick for letting me come in and tarnish his radio station for 5 days. That was kind of cool. Also, Blazer, I want to thank him, and JC, and Newber, and Barablesberger. And program director Hal Fish, and mostly Thick Rick for making all the sounds, how those happen. That was really cool. You did a great job this week.
No problem.
There's nobody better.
And if I don't get this job, it's not because you didn't do a good job. You did a great job, and the radio station is better for you being in it. And Ronnie, you know, I got nothing.
I love you too. Big time. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we've got Five Finger Death Punch with Walk Away on The Blitz.
Thank you, Columbus. Drawing.
How smart is this? 99.7
The Blitz. So Newber's going to step in next. He's got Rise Against, Alice in Chains, and Korn for your Friday night festivities, along with, of course, Choose It or Lose It at 8:20, where the Black Letter Band actually defeated Seven Dust last night, so hang out for that.
You know what? We're getting a bunch of texts in asking where we're going to go after work. Everybody wants to come out and say hello.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I think what we need to do is go out and see Rich the Lube guy at Quaker Steak and Lube.
Oh, Quaker Steak and Lube. They were brand new when I was here before.
We got to go get some wings. I just texted him. I said, heading up to the Lube, my brother. We will hopefully see you.
10 years since I'd had wings dipped in chocolate.
Nice. I'm getting some hot, hot wings.
Yeah.
I want my face to catch on fire.
I
want to
dump the chocolate all over you.
Sweet. Okay. Hey, I want to thank you, Paul. You know, you were doing all your thank yous and stuff. I and my tail thank you for the fun we've had this week.
And what a tail it is.
You guys have a great Friday night. Once again, hopefully will be your morning show, and have yourself a wonderful evening. Again, tornado watch in effect till 11 p.m. tonight in this listening area. Newber will keep you updated. Main stage band for Sunday, May 23rd at Rock on the Range, Five Finger Death Punch, Walk Away on your rock station. 99.7 The Blitz.